Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is your host, Larry Lou, and this is Let Go of My Ego, brought to you by T3 Life Coaching, T3 Transformation Through Truth. This is the show where we talk about how the ego operates, how it, quote unquote, defends itself against the outside world, against our own feelings and things of that nature. So I have been working with a lot of people who exhibit these personalities, type 1, type 2, or type 3, whichever one. And what I have come to find out is that a lot of type 1s seem to be women. I'm not saying that they all are women. I'm not saying that the majority are even women, although I would like to think so because of our culture and specifically black women seem to have this type one personality, this first line of defense. And I haven't gotten into it a whole lot, but whether you're type one or type two or type three, a lot of times when that first line of defense fails, we panic, okay? We panic and we switch up personalities. If one doesn't work, if we have a external as well as internal pressures, the whole defense system comes tumbling down. And so we are in a panic, and so we grab on to the next personality that we feel like can save us. And on the outside, it looked like a person may have grown finally. Let's say they were type one and now, they become type two. You think, oh, well, maybe they're whole now, or maybe they're becoming whole. The problem is when you get rid of or run from one personality to another, all you're doing is going from one extreme to another. So it is not integration, it is desperation. Whenever you operate on extremes, whenever you come from an extreme perspective, it is not integration. It is desperation. So I just want to make that clear. I haven't spent a lot of time on that, but that's what happened. So anyway, about this story. This young lady, type one, ingratiating, self-subordinate, takes the blame. You all know what I'm talking about. That's type one. She was, of course, with the type two, aggressive type. They are drawn to one another for what they lack in themselves, trying to make themselves whole by latching on to the thing that their unconscious is screaming about. It's trying to be heard, it's trying to be noticed with inside of them that they keep buried. So instead of trying to face their own demons and become whole, they try to attach themselves to someone else and try to make them do it for them. It never works. It never works. But anyway, she's in this relationship with this type two. And from day one, you can see that this relationship wasn't going to end well. What she wanted is not what she was getting. What she wanted was someone to be there for her kids. If you're going to date a woman with kids, you have to accept her kids as well, especially if you're talking about marrying her, which this guy was, but never, ever in the 2 years they were together spent time with her kids. What man, if he's going to marry a woman, it's not going to spend time with her kids to see if it is a good fit? What man is going to do that? If he's serious about marrying a woman, you don't know what kind of kids she got. And she has a teenager. Almost, actually just turned 17. So anybody who's been a step parent or who's dated someone with kids, lived with someone with kids, you know what I'm talking about. You got a teenager in the house? A man going to try to come in there and try to maybe implement some structure? Maybe try to give some type of direction? These kids today liable to cuss you out. Man, you ain't my daddy. We talking about 17. He almost grown. Almost is considered an adult. And so you going to marry this woman and have never met her kids. So that was a lie. That's a lie. I knew it was, but she, well, you know, we haven't, you know, we trying to get to know one another and they having fun and going out. And at the end of the day, she wasn't getting rejected. So a lot of things that she wanted, she overlooked because her self-esteem depended on winning this guy over, quote unquote, to marry her. But as the relationship went on, things happened. So again, she's self-subordinate. She's going to make herself second in everything. She's going to take the blame for everything. She's going to, no matter what, make sure that he's right, he's taken care of, and as long as he stays with her, she'll be fine. So what did he do? Well, when she was late to certain things, he would cuss her out. When she was late, he would cuss her out. You got me out here not caring about me. I've been waiting on you. Okay, that's one. If she said something he didn't like, he would call her out her name. He would get so upset, he would call her out of her name. Okay, that's two. Three, and this, you know, a lot of guys' fantasy, you know, I want you and I want another woman. So what does she do? Okay. As long as it keeps you with me, as long as it keeps us in a relationship, as long as you don't leave me, I give you that. So that's what happened. But a funny thing, she told me that the guy never kisses her. He might give her a peck, you know, here and there, maybe on the lips, on the cheek, reluctantly. Because the other thing that he had a problem with was that he said she had too many bodies on her. So in the 2 years you're together, he doesn't spend time with her kids. The only time he went over there was when her kids went to be with their father. That's the only time he would step foot in the house. And you feel like she has too many bodies on her. But in the same breath, he was telling her that he wanted to marry her. So this went on again for 2 years. She's doing any and everything to appease this man. Until one day the wheels fell off. And like I told you all before, everyone has a breaking point. You know, I had been working with her. She had come into the knowledge of her type and understood what she was up against within herself. Now, ironically, when she told him, you know, she was trying to better herself, you know, that she was aware of some of the issues that she had. One of them, and I think she told him a little bit too much information, but anyway, she told him that she wanted to get out of this personality of always pleasing people, of always trying to give people what they want no matter what. So what does he say? Oh, baby, no, you don't need to. You don't need to see nobody. You don't need to talk to nobody. I like you just the way you are. Don't nobody need to come and mess up what we have. I love you. You love me. That's all that should matter. We can work out our own issues. What he really was saying in man talk, in selfish talk, was that I don't want you to change because I'm getting everything I want and I want to continue to get everything I want because it's all about me. I love the fact that it's all about me. I love the fact that I can get up at 2-3 in the morning, leave and come back and you don't say nothing. I love the fact that we can have sex with another woman, bring another woman in our relationship, and I'm getting everything that I want. I don't want anything to come between that. And you know, if she really wanted that, the sexual part, if she really wanted that, I don't really have a problem with it. People do what they do. Stay business. I'm not in people's business. If that's what makes you happy, by all means, go for it. It's not my business. It's not my place to judge. If that's what she wanted. But if she's doing it only because she wants to keep this man around, that's a problem. So he didn't want anything to come between that. So she finally found out what he really was about. I mean, which she kind of knew, but she finally had the courage to walk away. So understand something. Whenever you become aware of your mental afflictions, whenever you become aware, now they become conscious. Once they become conscious, you now have to make a choice to continue the path that you're on and bury what has become conscious. Or you can make the choice to change. Now, here's the interesting part. That's just the beginning. Becoming aware and becoming conscious is just the beginning. Because those are just thoughts now. At this point, they're just thoughts. So it may cause a little discomfort, but thoughts come and go. But when you're talking about really making an effort, making a choice to grow, now you're going to live in discomfort. Because change doesn't come by way of comfort. It comes by way of discomfort. And that discomfort is going to be constant because the growth process and the path of growth is a continual path to transformation, to change. And this is what a lot of times people run from. So you must first become aware of your shortcomings. You must first become aware, which is what she did. Then you have to have the courage to tackle your shortcomings, which means acting, putting things in action. Because things don't change by you just thinking about them. Just becoming into the knowledge of something doesn't change the situation. Becoming into the knowledge and then putting forth the effort to change is what will start that process. So becoming aware and having courage. But a lot of people think that courage is the main ingredient. What we don't know and what we don't realize and what she didn't realize, which she is coming into the realization now, is that awareness is good. Courage is even better. But the thing that's going to hold this all together, that's going to make this change, this growth complete, is endurance. You will have to endure discomfort, not just for a day, not just for a week, not just for a month, not just for 5 years. If you are really serious about making a change in your life, endurance lasts a lifetime. And this is what scared her in the beginning. This is what scared her. She finally admitted it. She said, I didn't want to feel what I'm feeling right now. She say, I miss him. Because there was some good times. But she say, I know I had to make a choice between those increment good times as opposed to the overall relationship where it was nothing but hell for her. So she had to choose whether she wanted real peace or the ideal of peace. And she said she wanted real peace. So now she's on the path. And it's not over. Even when she gets past this tribulation, this relationship with this guy, even when it's in the past and she's moved on and maybe found somebody else, or maybe she just decides to, you know, be with herself for a while, however long that takes, whatever that is, there's always going to be another obstacle to overcome within ourselves. Always. But I'm very proud of the fact that she took that leap. A leap that a lot of us need to take, but are afraid. But she took it. And that's all you can really ask for. Especially in the beginning. That's all you need to worry about in the beginning. Take the leap. Just take the leap. It's going to be rough. You might hit a few rocks or take a few tumbles. It's okay. But take the leap. The leap is going to get you started. The leap is going to get you moving in the right direction. If you never take the leap, you will always be on the path that you're on, which doesn't lead to peace. It leads to a false sense of security. And when life happens, that false sense of security will be nowhere to be found. Real security only comes from within. Anything outside of ourselves is false, because anything outside of ourselves we can't control. Understand that. She thought by doing everything that guy wanted that she could control the situation, that she could make him happy and he wouldn't leave her, or that he would be so happy that she wouldn't want to leave him. But when he said, well, why don't we just break up then? Something that he thought would just get her to appease him even more, because he seen and knew how afraid she was to lose the relationship. He didn't know she had been working up the courage to say, okay, then why don't we do that? And she got in her car and drove away. And this here is the funny part. When you talk about type twos and that aggressiveness that they have, and those type of men, they always expect you to do what you've always done. So her saying okay and getting in the car driving off caught him off guard. So although she might be feeling the pain, feeling a little depression, you know, not wanting to eat, not wanting to go out, you know, the normal things that come with, you know, breakups. He feeling the pain too. Believe that. Believe that. He's feeling the pain too. And I'm going to share something with you women that gets a guy every single time, especially these aggressive types. Tell you another quick story. I was working with this other young lady. She say every time her boyfriend wanted to leave, they get in this argument, and she'd be going in on him. You know, she's comfortable going in. Long as he don't leave, she okay. Soon as he would say, well, you know what, I'm leaving. Instantly, she changed. Go back to her default personality. The ingratiating, right? Compliant. She say there were times where he would be walking and walking towards the door, and she would be on the ground being dragged by his leg because she done took his leg, begging him not to go. This is what this woman did. Did not want to be alone. To the point where she would grab his leg and was being dragged across the floor, begging him not to go. This is the situation this particular young lady was in. So I'm working with her, talking to her, coaching her. This is what you do. Next time this happened, this is what you do. So let me tell you what I told her to do. I said, first of all, you're going to have to, again, you're becoming aware of your issue. And now you have to muster up the courage. And how you're going to do that is this. Whenever he say he's leaving, just say, okay. She say, well, just say, okay. I said, yeah, just say, okay. But what if he leave? I said, well, first of all, this is something you're going to have to face. If he leave, you have to let him go. You will never get your self-respect and dignity back by being his doormat. Never. I said, so, but just say, okay, because I guarantee you, he ain't going nowhere. I put my life on it. He will not leave. For one, you make all the money. For two, whenever it's time for the bills to get paid, he only tell you he got so much and you just take care of the rest. And this had been going on for 10 years. So he got it made. He give you whatever he wants to give you on the bills. He's a king in his castle. And I guarantee you, he ain't leaving. I said, but you have to muster up this courage because he just might. I'm not a fortune teller. I can't foresee the future. But I know guys. I know personalities. I said, he ain't going nowhere. I said, but if you want to shift that power, just say, okay. So one day, sure enough, they in an argument, as usual. He say he leaving. She said, Larry Lou, I said, okay. She said he was talking, and then he was like, wait, did you hear what I said? I said I'm leaving. She said, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, so now you don't care. Oh, so now you don't care what I do. Okay, so she say he packing his bags and putting stuff in his bag. And oh, yeah, I'm out of here. Yeah, you're going to miss me and all this kind of stuff, right? She said she ain't saying nothing. She said he gets the bag and walking towards the door. Yeah, I'm leaving this place. You on your own. Put right before he gets to the door, he grabs the door. She doesn't say anything. He puts the bag down, closes the door, and then commits to just arguing with her and saying stuff to her, cussing her out and this and that. Then goes back to the door. She don't say anything. He closes the door again, drops the bag, comes back, fussing, this and that and the other. This goes on, she say, for about 15, 20 minutes until finally he goes back upstairs. He ain't going nowhere. You hit him with that okay? They go into a full-blown panic. They're so used to you trying to fight for the relationship. And when it seems like you're not fighting anymore, the power shifts now. You know, the first thing they're going to say, oh, you don't care. Oh, you just don't care no more, huh? That's what they say. That's what they're going to say. It's not about that. It's about you taking back that power. It's about you understanding that the real problem is within you. The ego that's trying to shield you from pain is doing nothing but perpetuating that pain. That's all it's doing, is preventing you from becoming secure by having all the resources and everything you need coming from inside of you and not coming from outside of you. That's the only true security. It's what we can control, and the only thing we can control is ourselves. The only thing we can control is our feelings. I know a lot of you think that hurt and that pain that you experience from these relationships is you, but it's not you. That pain is not you. That depression is not you. That self-loathing is not you. Let that go. You don't deserve what you're getting. But until you believe that, what makes you think somebody else will? That hurt and that pain, that trauma that was years ago. The trauma that we experienced when we were growing up, we got to lay that down. I know it's hard. But this was the start. This is what we picked up and we never let it go. We never put it down. And so we keep re-experiencing these traumas. We keep re-experiencing these hurts. This pain. Let it go. Come into the understanding, into the knowledge that the pain and the hurt that we go through, we don't have to identify with. I know it seems like we don't have a choice in the matter, but we do. It's just all about making it. It's not going to be a magic wand that's going to sprinkle some fairy dust over us and everything is going to be okay. It don't work like that. That's a fantasy world. It's all about making that choice, becoming aware so that it becomes conscious. And after it becomes conscious, making the decision to endure. Endurance is the key. That's the main ingredient. Because you can become aware, you can become conscious, but halfway through, you're going to give up. It's too hard. I don't know if I got enough strength to go on. And as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself too. We all are in this together. We all have issues. We all have problems. And some of these problems, I know you don't want to deal with. Because I don't want to deal with mine. But it's that endurance that's going to see us through. The courage gets us started. But that endurance is what get us through. Ultimately, what is happening is this. And I'm going to leave you with this. You're giving yourself a reason to not try, then wishing you had the result you might have had if you did, and feeling sorry for yourself because you don't. It's Larry Lou, people. Elevation is in order.